Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, it's Emily. I just wanted to let you know that our Patreon is now live, and you can find the link in the episode description. If you want to support us, go ahead and check it out. If you can't subscribe right now, don't worry. This podcast will still be free and coming to you every Tuesday. So go to patreon.com/clutchmypearlspod. Okay, now to the episode. Bye.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
The eye contact. Hi.
Made eye contact. Hi.
Hi.
Made eye contact. It was very like we have a secret. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for this week because Vanessa has been bouncing off the walls all day.
She's been teasing us and sending us little like.
No, all I was saying is that I'm very prepared.
Listen to her. She's bouncing off the walls.
She's ready. But I know that you brought props.
Props?
Oh, my gosh.
You have note cards, like you're a TV show host.
Yeah,
note cards. But I love it. You told us before we started recording that we should get puppy pee pads for our chairs.
Yeah.
That I'm going to slide out.
Just right out of here. Slip and slide.
Uh-oh, so. We're in for one. This isn't going to be soft. This is going to be like, get ready. Steel yourself.
Well, because she also said whenever you were like, oh, I was wondering... I was waiting to figure out what book I was going to do next week, so I wanted to see what you were going to do this week. And she was like, there's no fucking way you're going to get this one.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to like do the same like vibe and genre. And she's like, there's no way. So I'm guessing like so many men are involved.
Oh, my God. Is it a full team?
A full team?
I don't know.
She's so excited.
She's chasing. Okay.
The book, I also have two phones.
She has two phones.
She's busy businesswoman
busy
right here.
Busy businesswoman.
I have note cards, I have two phones, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. I'm excited.
And you know what? I came fully charged.
Bouncing off the walls. Once. She's eager.
The e-reader's charged, the phone's charged, my second phone's charged.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Charged.
Busy businesswoman. She's ready to go.
Okay. I'm loving it. Oh my God.
The book is called... Oh, wait.
Okay, wait.
I did want to... I did have...
She's edging us.
She is.
I am. I did want to mention we got an email.
Okay,
you know how
okay.
I love my emails.
Yeah.
So someone recommended us to their Tinder date.
Oh, yes.
But they hadn't met yet. So
oh
if she's
God.
Listening.
Oh, my God. Hi. You should go on a date with him.
Well, they are going on a date.
Oh, I hope they went on
it's
a date.
It's already planned. So he was like, I hope we don't ruin it. For him by like
we're gonna enhance it.
Well, okay, I can't believe you recommended that podcast to me, you freak.
He sent us his email like a week ago, and if they still haven't gone on a date like a week ago from real time, if they still haven't gone on a date from when this comes out,
yeah
yeah
like buddy, like, just make a move. Just go for it. Ask the girl out. Plan it out.
Yeah. Kiss the girl.
Oh, my God. She's Sebastian.
La, 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 la. Don't be shy.
All right, Emily's ready.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love that. I think anybody who listens who is single, or even if you're not, join Tinder. Get on there and just start blasting people with, like, recommendations for our podcast.
I thought you were going to say start blasting people with the knee. Because I was going to say, watch out for the knee, whoever she is.
Darken your eyes.
We don't need to go into it, but more than ever, it would be so cool if this podcast were wildly financially successful. So we need all of you to head on out there to the dating apps and Barnes & Noble and just start blasting everyone with the knee, with our podcast, with...
I did. I was saving it but I didn't finish it before you guys got here. But I did work on little business cards for us to slip into books that we've covered.
You were on Zazzle?
I was on Zazzled.
I don't know what that means.
And I was able to make, because I'm a busy businesswoman, I'm making it to where it's a QR code.
So then it takes it
to our link tree. And it just says Clutch My Pearls, a podcast for smut. And then we can just stick them in there. And then eventually, if we ever get merch, or actually, you know, we're going to speak about it as if we've already received
when
it.
When we get merch.
When we get things going. Yeah. And when we have it to where we can slip things into those orders, sometimes it takes a while, it depends on the situation, then we'll slip those in for y'all to do that as well.
To go.
Oh, we'll have everybody like a pack of 10.
Yes. Speaking of merch, my mom is caught up. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
My mom is caught up and she was so excited. I would say 80% excited, 20%, why am I on a shirt?
Oh, my God.
But she's really, really, like, I don't understand how this has happened, but I'm very happy about it, and I want one, and I'm like, yes.
Of course. Hi,
Diane.
It's because we love Diane, because she's the number one mom. Because none of our moms listen.
My mom doesn't. Does your mom?
No.
My mom has
But she knows about it.
She knows about it, but they call it, like, my porn podcast. They're scared of it. Which also
Emily does porn.
I was raised by the person where I get, like, clutching my pearls from. This was not normal in my household.
I was raised by the person who... Hi, Diane. Yeah. Okay. She was asking, like, do the other moms listen? I'm like, Ma, don't worry about it. This is why you're the podcast
Ma.
My mom says she can't listen to podcasts because she can't concentrate. And I was like, you listen to it in the car.
I know.
Mm. And she literally told me this when she drove back from Wimberley. I was like, you were just in the car.
Hi, Denise.
That's when you listen.
That's me, though. I don't listen to podcasts. I really have no business being on one. But I have started to, mostly our podcast, and it's when you're doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I can't just sit and...
No.
I have to be trapped in my car. I can't do it while I'm doing stuff at home.
I listen to him while I'm in the shower, getting ready, doing chores.
Wow. Yes.
And in the car.
Activities. Because if I'm in the car and I hear...
Are you listening to one right now?
Like right now, currently?
Right now.
I took
very
my
meta.
Headphone out.
Okay. Right before, yeah.
Just all the time.
When I was a kid and my dad would play sports radio, I just got immediately used to, like, drowning that out because it's the most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So now when it's just voices speaking in a car, I can't pay attention.
Yeah. But, I think at work I hear music all day long for the last, 20 years that I'm used to tuning that. I'm used to trying to hear over music. Yeah. And so...
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. What are we doing this week?
Oh, my God. Stop. I just wanted to talk about a fucking email.
I wanted to talk about sports radio, apparently.
Okay, so the book is called... Nanny for the Neighbors.
What?
Jesus Christ.
How
many people are involved in this?
You're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Is everybody over the age of 18? Just kidding.
She's a nanny. There's a difference between a babysitter and a fucking nanny.
Is she British?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mary Poppins.
We're in London.
We're in London. So,
God.
It is kind of the fetish of fucking the babysitter.
Oh, God.
Is she barely 18?
No.
She's like 50.
25?
She's
25. 26?
She's the hottest new nanny in town. Oh, my God. She's the new Captain Nanny.
Okay, wait.
Shut the fuck up.
She's the newest captain of the... She is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Canon in my head. It's British. I don't know what she was, but...
She was. It was Robin Williams.
But she had a boy.
Oh, that's right.
Does she get cockied and then be, like, hello? But it's all the neighbors all over her. Anyways.
She dunks her face in a bowl of cum?
Yeah. Yeah, is that what happens? That's so crazy.
No, that's what happens in Mrs. Doubtfire in that scene. She dips her face in whipped cream, and Emily said,
"Yeah,
rewind the tape if you need a clarification." Wow, fuck you. Okay, so the author's name is Lily Gold.
Okay.
To the boys in apartment 5A, congratulations, you have a kid.
What?
Is this like three men and a little baby?
Why do they have a baby?
Steve Guttenberg and Ted Danson are in it.
Aww.
Let's not cast them.
Too late.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Too late. They're in the.
This is already very bad.
Tom Selleck.
Yes.
Okay.
We need a minute. Tom Selleck.
That mustache.
I thought you were going to say those mushrooms.
I thought about it.
Okay. Are you all done?
Why did I have a baby?
You should have got the fucking
Where'd they get
pee-pad?
The baby from? Is that why we need the potty pads? Because there's a baby.
Okay. That's what the note attached to the abandoned baby carrier says. And now my three gorgeous neighbors are in deep trouble.
Who's the daddy?
None of them have how to look after a baby, and that's been left on the doorstep. Luckily, there's a nanny in the building. I can barely believe my eyes when the sizzling boys next door come knocking for my help. Mm-hmm. The truth is, I've been secretly crushing on the guys in 5A for years, and now I finally have my excuse to meet them all.
It's four and a baby.
Yeah.
But the baby's probably not involved in a lot of the, like, dipping your face in cum or whatever you guys were talking about.
The baby's
about.
Asleep in the other room. The baby's in the baby Bjorn.
Baby yeah. sleeps through the night already, so
yeah.
we're good.
It's great, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm fine. This isn't our first reverse harem.
Oh. There's Jack, the sweet, nerdy game designer with the infectious smile. Cyrus, the flirty dancer with smooth moves, melt my brain into goo. And Sebastian, the ripped businessman with a smoldering stare.
Sebastian is such a hot guy.
Yeah.
Even though I just talked about the Sebastian the crab, but...
Oh my God! Yeah, he's hot.
He's the girl.
Yeah, I watched that movie
That's
and heard him, and it really got me going.
That Sebastian's accent is the crab from
He's Little a businessman.
He's super ripped.
Wait, okay, so Jack is, like, sweet and nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Andrew Garfield?
Okay. Game developer?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't know. What was it, Cyrus?
He's blonde and blue hair, blue eyes. He's super buff, and he wears, like, dorky shirts. Yes. All his siblings are, like, pro athletes and, like, Olympic.
Okay,
and
yeah,
he's just,
yeah.
like, super dorky, but he has the body of an athlete.
This is Jack?
Yes, yeah, Skarsgård would definitely...
That works. But he's British, so what if it's, like,
he can British
Prince William?
Him. Excuse me?
Without the hair?
Yeah. We got a Brit. Oh, Skarsgård. What are they? Swedish?
Yeah, he can play anything. He's good.
Sure.
Okay. He's a vampire.
He's an actor. We're gonna keep it hot.
I believe in him.
And then I'll tell you a little bit more about who I think we should cast him in when I tell you. Let me. Oh, fuck.
We're doing pretty good.
What?
We're being good.
I didn't say anything. I was being good.
Every day I go to their apartment to take care of the baby, and every night they take care of me.
I knew it.
Oh my God.
What else did you think?
Of course.
We were just getting a nanny and go home? Clock in, clock out?
Most nannies do.
You said clock in, clock out, and I thought you said cock in, cock out.
That's after. She clocks out and then she cocks in.
Clock out, cock in.
Okay. I'm going to lose my place.
London is wild.
It doesn't take long for our arrangement to get steamy, and soon I'm falling for all three of them. It's a dangerous game, and these men are my bosses, not my boyfriend.
Both.
And I've already told them romance isn't in the cards, but every molten look and stomach fluttering kiss makes it harder for me to stay strong. Mm. And when work threatens to tear our family apart.
Why? I'm upset.
One thing becomes clear. I'm sick of being the girl next door. It's time this nanny's got a promotion.
This nanny wants to be a mommy.
Cock in.
Okay.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
It's 476 pages. So let's guess the coming.
I think it's going to be pretty right off the bat. I'm going to say 86.
I was going to say 87.
Look at us.
Wow.
Who is it?
149.
Oh.
That would have been so cool if it was like 88.
Yeah.
Can you just lie to us?
88.
Wow. Yay! We did it.
Are all the boys into each other, like, pucking around,
no.
whatever it was? No, it's no. just they're all, like, tag team.
Taking turns.
They've lived together.
I kind of like that.
They're in shifts.
They kind of do a little bit of both.
Like, there's a threesome, but there's not, like, two. They're not jerking each other off.
No. No, there's no
they're
boy.
They're not cocking in.
They're not cocking in.
No boy on boy. In this book, anyways.
Okay.
Literally, the author's name is Lily Gold, and I think every book that she has out is a reverse harem of some sort.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wide shoes,
yes.
if you will.
Wide shoes.
No. So is this part of a series that she does? Or is it just kind of they're all loosely?
Yeah.
I hope she's going to write a sequel from the baby's point of view.
Oh,
gross.
In therapy later.
My three dads. Yes. So they've known each other since college.
Okay.
And they've always lived together ever since, pretty much.
The boys and not the nanny.
The boys, though. Not the nanny. Okay. She just moved in like a couple of years ago. Mm. She's only met Jack, the nerdy guy, like the day she moved in.
Skarsgard.
He like helped her. Mm. Yeah, helped her with her bags.
Jack is Skarsgard?
Yeah.
I now picture Jack from Invincibles because he's cool. a baby. The baby that sets things on fire.
She's just saying Jack-Jack?
Jack-Jack.
Picturing a baby.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
that. Oh, no.
But then that makes there's two babies.
We're going to get canceled.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to remember is because that baby's blonde. Okay. This is how my ADHD works.
I love it. I fully support this.
Okay.
So Jack-Jack is blonde.
Yes. I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying.
What's her name? Do we know her name?
Oh, Beth.
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 She's pale, curly red hair.
Hmm.
I don't know what color her eyes are.
Who would be a pale, curly red hair?
What about the one that's married to Sasha Baron Cohen?
Ooh, Isla Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Kind of cute.
Yeah. Cutie. Oh, is she like cute and quirky in this book?
Yeah, but not in an annoying way.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Such a fine line.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's a nanny, so she likes kids. She's bubbly. Okay. She's friendly.
Okay.
Isla Fisher. What's her name? Beth.
Beth.
Beth. Okay. I don't love that name.
It makes me think of the
Elizabeth is her real name.
Is she British or was there something about
Boston?
She's
British. I never said anything about Boston.
Mm.
You could go Boston. I support it. So, 2 out of 3.
She's from Boston.
Okay. No, but she's British.
She's British too. Yeah.
She's like, Elizabeth. Wait, I can't do a British accent.
Get in the car. All right.
Last week I couldn't do Australian.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
Now I'm like.
Australian Italian.
Yeah.
Just go New York.
Oh my gosh! How would you say her name in British?
Elizabeth.
British? Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Beth. Elizabeth.
I would say oi,
oi.
I feel like there's like different variations of that.
Yeah, like
right?
When I watch Love Island, they're like, "Oh, she's right fit." Yeah.
There you go. Now say Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth.
We're gonna get yelled at. We're gonna get yelled at for this.
Okay. So
Jack.
Okay, we gotta cast these people.
Okay, Jack. Okay, what?
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 What'd you say?
We gotta cast these people.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let me get to.
Are we
let
still
me.
The synopsis?
Let me. No, I already finished.
Neat.
That's a record
Meet.
Time.
Let me get to the baby and
Jack.
She's basically gonna meet them for the first time in the apartment. So Jack shows up at her apartment, knocking on her door. He doesn't have a shirt on.
Oh my god.
You know what? Her flat.
Because oh, yes, it is her flat. I did make a list of words that I had to look up because I don't know what the fuck they were.
We can play a game of what.
Oh, you can guess. Yes. Oh, my God, so funny. Okay,
so Jack shows up to her flat shirtless, of course.
Because he got baby spit up on his shirt.
How long have they had the baby by this point?
Literally, like, 10 minutes or something.
Oh,
okay, a couple hours.
Okay.
And is it something where they're like, hey, this is yours, bye? That's very much like 3 men and a little baby.
The mom left it on the doorstep.
Is it possible that it's actually Beth's baby and she has amnesia and it comes in the end, page 474?
How did you know?
I know everything.
It's really like, her baby. This. She left it on the doorstep.
I'm Beth.
So Jack shows up with the baby. He's like,
no, he shows up and he's like, do you know how to make a baby stop crying? And he's like, please come with me. I think
he's like, I tried shaking it really hard.
Oh, it's not working.
Just threw up.
She's unemployed. like, she worked for, like, a fancy nanny service. Mm-hmm. Like, they wore, like, uniforms and that kind of shit. But after COVID, you know, everybody started, like, taking care of their kids. So she's basically been employed for, like, a year.
Is COVID in this book?
No.
Okay, because you hate that.
Yeah,
so I was very, like, really wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, that was the only mention, is that her agency shut down and she's been without a job. But so she's put up flyers in the building so people know. And I think that's how he knows she's an Annie.
He's a sweet, nerdy guy. He's not going to just go to some random woman. He's going to go to the nanny.
They've never talked before.
He's not sexist.
Yeah.
Love that for Jack.
And he knows because he's had a crush on her for a long time.
Of course. They're also in love.
Any excuse to talk to her. So she's like, yeah, I know how to make a baby stop crying.
Yeah. So she goes in there and the baby's just like crying.
Aww,
and she's wearing like a loose diaper and she's just like sitting in this like cheap, like, little carrier. It's like plastic. Yeah, it doesn't look very comfy. And they're like, we don't know what to do. She's just been crying. We've fed her. We've changed her. We've done all the things. And she was like, well, has anybody tried to just like pick her up? And so she literally picks her up and the baby just like immediately stops crying.
Just cuddle her.
Yeah. And they're like, she's not a Tamagotchi.
If it helps you to think of her as a Tamagotchi, fucking do that, please. Like, oh my God.
Just some love.
How old is the baby?
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about like they're kind of able to be on, they're not as like cradled as
they
much.
They can hold
like,
their head up. Yeah. They can like do stuff.
They'll kind of be on the hip a little bit better. Yeah. I think.
So the mom left a note basically saying, I can't take care of her. She's one of yours. She's 6 months. Her name's Camille, but they call her Cammy.
Okay.
And here's her birth certificate. I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
Who do you think is the dad? I'm going Sebastian. Maybe none of them. I don't know.
I think, what's the other one?
Cyrus.
I bet Cyrus. Dancer.
Oh, yeah. What is he? He's a dancer?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
But none of them know whose it is.
Mm-mm. They all obviously were sleeping with her.
Oh, so they're like,
So they routinely do this.
Yeah.
Oh. So she is like, it could be any of y'all's.
Well, so she thinks, at first she's like, oh, this is so crazy, like, is this some kind of like an emergency babysitting situation? Right. Because like you guys obviously don't know how to take care of a kid.
You're clearly.
And she's like, where's the mom? And he's like, she's not in the picture. And she's like, okay, well, where's the dad? And they're like, well, we don't know who he is.
He's nearby. He's real close.
Yeah. Is he in the room with us?
Yeah.
And so she immediately thinks that they stole the kid.
Great. Love it. Beth, run with it.
And she's ready to call the cops.
Call the coppers.
Yeah.
Scotland Yard. I don't
know. What are they called? The Bobbies. Is it Bobby?
We're going to get canceled.
Or is it Baddies?
Baddies?
Or maybe Baddies are the bad guys.
Did you guys see that TikTok of the guy yelling at Americans about how they say croissant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And croissant. Then everyone yelled at him.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Oh, he's like, croissant.
Yeah. He's like, why is it like,
yeah. And everyone's like, cool, say McDonald's.
Yeah.
Say guacamole.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, the people, they don't know how they say the croissant. That's how you pronounce it. And they're like, okay, well, when you come here, or when we're in France or whatever, you need to be like, oh, let's go to the McDonald's.
Yeah, you can't say hamburger.
You have to say hamburger.
Yeehaw.
Say it the way we say it.
Chili.
Okay, so Bess calls the baddie cops.
She doesn't.
The boss. They,
but she's thinking about
she wants,
it. She's going to call Scotland Yard.
She's
got
like,
him. Ready to go.
She's ready. She's got her...
She's an undercover cop.
...finger on the speed dial. Mm. But that's when they tell her that they slept with her and that it's possible that one of them... And it is one of them. They just don't know which one.
So she's like, y'all are little freaks.
Okay. And that they want to keep her and they want to raise her together regardless...
I mean, they do everything together. They do. So this works.
Well, apparently this has happened before.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, no, not the baby. Not the baby. Oh. I'm sorry.
How many fucking times?
I got to do that.
She just graduated. No, we got to do it all.
No, they had they had one other long-term girlfriend and she had a pregnancy scare. And so they kind of vowed then and there that if somebody ever got pregnant in the situation that they would raise the baby.
They could have vowed to use better protection.
True.
Well, they do. They use condoms. And actually that is a fight because Sebastian swears up and down that it's not his because he used a condom every single time.
It's definitely Sebastian.
And Jack and Cyrus are like, we use condoms too, but they are not 100%. So anyways.
Is it for sure one of their kids?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they get a paternity test?
Yes. Ooh. So
that's why she has the cards, because she's doing a Maury Povich thing right now.
What?
She's like, you're not the baby.
You're not the dad. Yeah. And then you run through.
It's not his thing.
And then Sebastian is like, no.
And Beth is just like, why am I here?
In the case of little Cammy.
Jack, you are not the dad.
Jack.
It's just another baby.
It's just in the green room. Like, loose diaper.
It blinks.
Okay.
Okay. So she does make a guess that she thinks it's Cyrus's, only because
look at us.
Cyrus is half Bengali.
Okay.
And
so Beth's being racist.
Well, Cammy he has like more tan skin and like super jet black hair.
Okay.
And the baby does too.
And Jack is blonde, Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Mm, so
but
true.
It turns out that the mom
I knew it.
Is also half Bengali too. So he was like, I don't know what the difference between a half Bangladesh
get your little,
baby
what is that,
or a third.
That square things, a little big little bean.
let's do some seventh grade science. Yeah.
So basically it could be anybody's because the mom was mixed also.
Right. It could be Beth's. We don't know.
It could be Beth's. What doesn't have red hair? Red hair strong.
Is it?
No? Is it weak?
Women in STEM. Somebody tell us.
So Cammy, Beth and Cyrus end up taking Cammy to the doctor for the DNA test and to get her checked out.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
they just adopted this baby off the street.
Right.
So
they probably going to get some shots or something.
She did get some shots. You know what's funny is that when I was writing these notes out, I wrote they took her to the vet to get her shots.
Here's a little baby shot.
Scratched it out.
They got the little collar for her.
She got her chipped.
What is her flea medication?
They're on Trifexis.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Monthly. It's monthly. Flea and ticks.
Oh, my God.
Sponsored.
Asking for anything,
please.
Cyrus they kind of bond in this little outing, and he tells
Do they cock in? No.
He tells her that he kind of wishes that Cammy was his.
And what a softie.
Yeah, she is like, but aren't you worried about like getting attached to the baby and it's not going to be yours? And that's when he kind of like further explains the situation with their ex. And how, like, they're basically going to raise a baby together.
We've already faced this possibility and decided that no matter whose it is, if it does happen, we will all be like, I'm your daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just going to plan to live together for the rest of their life.
I guess so. Especially now that they're going to have this baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't really deep dive into that.
The logistics. Yeah. Long-term logistics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why men need stronger friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they should just all start...
You should get more mutual hobbies.
Just share some stuff.
Just start...
Share some genetics.
Yeah, because they really... I mean, even then, like, pucking around when they would be like, oh, you're fucking her without me.
Keep the door open.
I want to hear it at least.
So, what...
I don't know. When guys are able to have real friendships, it is cute. They do.
I love to tease.
I'm
it's
so
my
excited
favorite thing.
For the email in 3 weeks. It's like, I talked to my friend, and he listened to the episode, and we decided that
to be friends, and we're going to try a threesome.
Yay! Cool. We're changing lives.
We did it.
Or just live together.
Sponsor
we healed
us.
You.
Adopt a baby.
Thankfully, all of our husbands are good friends that when we talk about our commune together, they're like, oh, okay, so we can just, like, play video games, like, together?
Hell yeah. That sounds great.
In the same room?
In the same room? What? We got so many snacks.
Oh, my God. Who do you think is going to have the best snack house, Emily?
Between the three of us?
Yeah. I don't know about Barbara's house, but Emily always has snacks.
We always got snacks.
We always have snacks, and Eric, my husband, gets upset about it because he's like, I will eat all of those. And I'm like, that's the point.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect here. But then I try to hide, like, I love peanut M&Ms in the house, and he will eat them in 14 seconds flat.
Oof. Oh, my God.
And so I have to hide them around the house.
Oh, my God. Just little pockets, like booze.
Yeah. Yes.
under the sink behind the tampons where I'll never find them.
Yes, yes.
In the tampons.
Well, we'll all live together, so we'll all have the best snacks.
Yes. He will eat all of the peanut M&Ms. Everybody watch out.
We could lay a trap for him.
Yeah, ooh, chips. Boop, and he'll just
eat to the table so we can play board games.
Yeah. He hates board games, and I love board games.
It'll be like Mousetrap where something comes down and pins him to the dining room table.
I'll tell him it's some, like, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I'll tie him to a chair, and then we'll say, oh, surprise, we're playing board games, not whatever you thought was going to happen.
He's like, oh my God, it's happening. And we're like, no, we're going to deal you in.
Throw him seven nightmare. Cards. Okay, what were we talking about?
Back to our book.
Babies.
So the baby is at getting its shots, getting its microchips.
Yep. So the test is back.
Who's this?
So they find out, like, early on.
Yeah.
Is it Jax?
It's Sebastian.
Yes! Sebastian.
I knew it. I know Sebastian.
I get such He's a your Dorian. Boyfriend. What's the 50 Shades of Grey guy?
Oh, Christian Grey?
Yeah.
We should do that on our Patreon or something, because oh my God.
I get the vibe from Sebastian.
He's definitely the alpha.
Always wearing like a suit. He's very like rigid.
That's why I knew it was him, because he was like, there's no way it's me. It's definitely
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
He goes into like a tailspin when he finds out.
Yeah, because he's the responsible one. So right. immediately I was like, it's for sure his.
Well, he definitely has some OCD. He has some
relatable.
That's why Barbara likes him so much.
She's like, that's my boyfriend.
He has some control issues. Mm. He kind of has some anger issues.
Does he hate board games?
Probably.
That's my type.
Yeah.
He's very particular.
Yeah. Yeah. of course, everybody's got a little trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sebastian. Mom, like dad, like left, and she married some guy that he didn't get along with and was being mean to his mom, and he punched him in the face when he was like 13.
And did he burn down the gas station afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, his mom sent him to military camp.
Oh, nope.
For like basically like the rest of his
Barbara so dried
his,
up
his
childhood.
Mom.
I was like,
cock out.
Jake.
So his mom basically pulled a Cammy, like, version one, where she was like, you get out for...
Oh.
It was like her son or her husband, basically, and she chose her husband. Mm-hmm. I'll get into that a little bit more later, too, but I think that's definitely one of the reasons he's, like, afraid to, like, have to take care of a baby, you know, and, like, be out of control.
Poor little Sebastian.
Poor baby.
Yeah. So there's a POV for everybody in the book.
Ah, that's fun.
So lots of POVs. We get to Jack's chapter, and
I keep thinking Jack is the baby now.
It's Emily.
The
baby.
The baby.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Okay, Alexander Skarsgård, 19 feet tall. Got it.
Him and Beth go shopping for the kid, basically buy everything they need.
Yeah. Right.
Crib, bedding.
A pram.
Yes, a pram.
Excellent. Good job.
That's a stroller.
I was like, is it the crib or the stroller?
It's a stroller. Like Mary Poppins.
She's like, that wasn't on my notes of words I looked up.
It wasn't. That sounds familiar, though. But I would have just, like, guessed that. Or, like, something like that.
You some know? Baby stuff. Huh?
Yeah. I was thinking it was that thing that rocks.
I thought it was a crib.
Yeah.
I definitely should not have a British
baby. They can all be used for that, too.
True.
A stroller.
Baby won't.
But it's one with, like, the big wheels.
Oh, like the big, the old tiny ones. The one where it's like, is it the 1940s?
Yeah.
But there's a dog in it.
It's the one that you always see going down a hill.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
This is not that book.
Cammy is not the devil.
No.
That's scary. Okay.
So, this is like their moment to bond together, obviously.
Right.
She's doing a lot of bonding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quickly. He asked her why she didn't call the cops on them, and like why she's like willing to help, because she doesn't know them.
Yeah.
And this is where we find out that she was in the system. Her mom gave her up just like Cammy, except to nobody. She just dropped her off at an orphanage.
Right.
And she was never adopted.
Oh.
So she basically was in the system till she was 18.
Like aged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she kind of explains like that even if one of them is the biological dad, if authorities find out, they're not prepared. They don't even have a crib.
They
might take the baby away. And she was like, it might be hard to get it back.
Yeah.
Or her back.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've been in that situation. And I just she's, I don't want that to happen to her. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm willing to help you guys. Mm. And this is where I find out that Jack does have a crush on Beth. He's been crushing on her since day one also.
Of course.
But Beth has a best friend named Benny who's like super hot. And he just assumes that that is her boyfriend.
Oh, Jack.
But
Jack.
While they're out shopping, they stop out at a cafe and Benny shows up. And this is when he, like, finds out that they're not, in fact, boyfriend and girlfriend. They were actually foster brother and sister.
Aww.
The family fucking adopted Benny and sent her back.
Sent her back?
What'd
happened?
She do?
Nothing. They just didn't want to adopt her.
Aww.
And that happened, like, a lot to her, like, growing up. Like, that's she sad. Would be in foster and would, like, go above and beyond to like help families with like chores and stuff, thinking that she would get adopted and they would just send her home. So she has some like serious abandonment issues. So she hasn't dated anybody in like 4 years.
Poor baby, that's
now
sad.
She's about to date three people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jack blurts out that he has a crush on her now that he knows that she's single.
I'm picturing him going, I love you. Yeah, immediate.
Basically. He has like no game at all.
Okay, Alexander Skarsgård seems too contained. Like, I know he's an actor, okay, whatever, but he's so like...
Yeah, I've seen him play like a dorky like character.
Okay.
But like bumbling kind
you
of?
You remember, did you watch like... that show, that vampire show he was in?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Well, there was a... you should watch it. But he gets amnesia and he's just like super...
I love it.
Yeah. Vampire amnesia.
I love it.
He's really mean in that show.
Ooh.
He's real mean.
Hate
and he's
board
a real
games.
Yeah, he's a real bad guy.
He's got trauma.
But when he gets amnesia, he's just super like sweet and stupid and fucking like a big old dumb hunk.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I think he could pull it off. But anyways.
Have faith.
So he kisses her, and of course she freaks out and runs off.
Why?
And,
she's British.
Well, she doesn't date, and she's always really liked him, so it immediately kind of scares her because she's like, I don't want to get in too deep.
Right.
And obviously now it's like, she has a job.
And she has abandonment issues that are not like, no one wants me. It's like, you think you want me, and then you don't.
Exactly.
So I don't
people
want.
Leave her.
Yeah. I'm going to dip out before you can dip out.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, I'm each of these characters. Wow.
How am I everyone in this book?
This is why smut is better than therapy.
Yeah. It's a mirror.
So maybe in a way to heal everything, you need to just...
Cock in.
Cock out. You
know? I'm going to go find a baby.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But a British one.
Just find one on the street.
Put in a pram.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start with the Tamagotchi.
You don't have to hold that yet. My note cards are upside down.
Oh, no.
Get it together.
Okay, so, of course, she's, like, questioning risking her job for a dude, and I just fucking roll my eyes, because I'm like, not another fucking book where I can't like, date you because of my job. Yeah.
It's not even her job. She's just helping people out.
Yeah, did they hire her? Or was it...
So he does end up hiring her when she, like, right after this.
Jack or Sebastian? Like,
Sebastian,
where does the check come from?
Because he's
the
dad.
He's the paperwork guy.
Yeah.
Right. He's, yeah.
Oh, right,
he's
right.
The one that can... Yeah.
Yeah,
he's wearing a suit. Who else is going to be like?
He's a busy businessman.
Yeah,
busy businessman.
So basically, she'll work during the week, and more than just a nanny job, she'll help them, like teach them how to make bottles, teach them about sleeping schedules, and all that kind of stuff. You know. Mm. But anyway, so she has a fear of abandonment, but they end up talking about the kiss, and she tells him about how she's scared. Because she really likes him, but she doesn't want to date. But she's never done casual before.
Does she mention that that Sebastian and the other guy are hot ever?
No. Yeah. When she comes in, she mentions
she's like, oh shit.
Yeah, oh like you're hot, hot roommates.
Yeah.
It's funny in the synopsis, it says that I've always been crushing on the guys in 5A. But in the book, she more talks about Jack specifically and doesn't even mention them until she actually gets into the apartment.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, yeah, his hot roommates.
Yeah.
But she never talks
But so it him. Starts out mostly her and Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually really smart, though, because if you have abandonment issues, just have three men.
Backups.
So there's always somebody there.
Right.
Better odds.
You're never alone.
Oh, I have to go to work. How fucking dare you?
Okay. I have to go out of town. Who cares?
Excuse you?
Yeah. You have to go to the bathroom. I don't care. Okay, so they say, she says she's willing to try casual.
Okay.
And they kiss.
Ooh.
Like, for real.
For real.
For real.
And then Cyrus walks in.
Are they in the living room?
And he's like, let me in.
She is kind of like, he comes in and he's like, wolf whistle. Like Seth, look what you guys are doing. Oh. And he literally just plops down on the couch on the other side of Beth. So it's like Beth in the middle of the boys.
Oh my God.
And he just immediately like lays down in her lap and is like nuzzling her leg. But he's like a couch boy. Like he loves to sleep on the couch. So Jack's like, just push him off if you don't want to.
Like, but a she's dog. Like,
this is.
Oh, he jumps, but just tell him no.
Yeah. Back up.
Don't look him in the eyes right away. Don't acknowledge it.
Oh my God.
She thinks it's kind of weird because she's like, he's like cuddling me.
He's a very affectionate.
As I'm.
But I was just like making out. But then he's like, we should go on a date tonight.
Jack or?
Cyrus. And he's like, Jack can come if he wants to.
You can bring your friend. What the fuck?
So I feel like Cyrus is like the goofy one.
Yeah. He's the sexy.
He's the bold fire sign.
Smooth. Yeah, definitely. Yep. For some reason,
Don't shoot your shot, why are you even here?
Yeah, like, right. I get like gothic cowboy kind of vibes from him. Like all
what is that?
Like all even... black, like jewelry. Like he's always wearing like a black silk.
Oh, Chris like, Angel. Okay.
No.
Okay. You're on timeout. But he's definitely a fire sign, is what I'm hearing. But, yeah. Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like he's always wearing black and he wears like jewelry. Like,
I'm thinking of the guy from Lost. He had longer hair and that. He wasn't all jewelry. He was wearing like stuff. He was like,
who?
Yeah, he was cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who were you thinking of?
That.
Ben, I feel like the guy just from the others?
Short.
Maybe.
John Locke.
Ew, no. Oh,
that's Michael? What you want. The kid?
The child.
I'm trying to help you.
What was the dog's name?
No, it was Saeed. That's what I was thinking of. But like, yeah. I picture him with shorter hair or longer hair that's up in a bun because he's a dancer. But he's going to be the type that's like a. I picture more free spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, canon, he is a fire sign. So, like, sure, you have a bun. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why
not? I don't know about the guy from Lost, but anyways.
Well, who is he? Who
not do you Chris recommend? Angel.
I don't know. I don't know.
Listeners?
Hey.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Please help.
Yeah. He's hunkier than that guy.
Hunkier.
Okay. I'll find out whenever I'm looking up posts for our aesthetics.
Yes, please insert
what
your
was
choice.
The thing that you looked up?
I learned about in The Right Move.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, what was it? In The Right Move, which was episode before last, that, what's his name? Ryan Shay learned sign language because her dad is deaf. And he had to ask her for his hand in marriage. No mention ever that, like, Indy's dad is deaf.
Okay, first of all, we didn't talk about a marriage proposal because I didn't get to that part because that's spoilers.
Oh, well, spoilers. you had time to read the book between now and then.
keep up. Come on. Love you.
2 weeks is enough time.
But also that he learned sign language.
But he didn't even tell her he was doing
it? He didn't, yeah. He would always see her, like, video chatting with them, and he became really interested because he kept noticing that he was making this one symbol that Indy wouldn't translate.
Yeah.
And he was like, why does your dad keep doing this? And she was like, that's how you say my name in my family. Yeah. Like, it's a made-up sign, and I think it's for blue or something, or I don't know what it was. Yeah. So it really, like, piqued his interest, and he started learning, which Alex never fucking did.
Of course not. Of course not.
Yeah. Ugh. So, yeah, Emily, call me out on that.
So there's going to be something. There's going to be lots of things. Something. But
yeah,
but
it definitely wasn't freckles. It was pretty important.
But for this book this week.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about? Okay,
which I was trying to picture him, but I'm going to picture that guy.
Sure. Go for it.
Sure. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So she says yes. Okay. And they just have like a little.
I'm so sorry. Okay. She's making out with Jack. Cyrus is nuzzling in her lap like a puppy. And then he says, let's go on a date. You can bring Jack if you want. And she goes, okay.
Yeah,
just
he's
like
where's the baby? Well,
there's no, like, what the hell, Cyrus?
The baby's there at the house with them.
In her lap.
The baby's going to hang out with Sebastian.
It's in the crib.
Oh. It's in the crib.
I think Sebastian's at work.
Babies don't need a lot of attention.
No, they don't need to be held. No,
she's asleep.
Sure.
She's been out all day shopping.
She's asleep, Emily.
She shopped till she dropped. She comes in with all her little bags.
Okay, not time. She's 6 months old. She's on her
she's
own.
She's got a little those little plastic heels and shades on. She's
oh, like, my God.
Gotta go.
I think she kind of has, like, an internal dialogue, like, oh, yeah, they share. That's what they do.
So she's like, okay,
she already kind of got it because they're like, we could have been any of our baby.
Yeah, she knows how they get down. Okay. Yeah, so she knows that that's what they do. And so she's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, he even sees her like working out the math problem. And he's like, don't overthink it. It's not that serious. Like, you either want to have dinner and eat, you know, food with us or you don't. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like, I like it.
And so he just goes to like some Italian restaurant and gets to go food because obviously they have to watch the baby. And they just have like a little picnic in the living room. And he kind of goes out of his way to make it really cute. And then he feels weird because he's like, she takes care of us. She takes care of Cammie, and I just want to take care of her. But
Jack
also
or Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Okay, this is Cyrus.
And he was like, but I don't want to scare her away. But he's like, whatever. And then, of course, he gets nervous about it. But they play a little truth or dare to get to know each other. And then Jack dares her to kiss Cyrus.
Oh.
Jack.
And then they fudge.
Just right away.
0 to 100.
Yeah.
Just damn. In the marinara.
Damn.
Just in lasagna. The lasagna on the like on the floor.
It is acidic. We are.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think it was spaghetti.
You love Eric's spaghetti.
Worst nightmare. Fucking love
and
spaghetti.
And this is where I'm ready to read, babes.
All right, let's
Again,
do it.
Again, I'm all these characters. I love spaghetti. They're playing Truth or Dare. That's basically like board games.
It's so fun.
Okay, this is the... Okay.
And they're having a picnic?
Sebastian's not even involved? Oh. Oh, look.
Yeah, I didn't... Emily made me that.
I made a little bag for Vanessa.
If you're listening, after you listen to this one, thank you. Mm-hmm. Go check out the YouTube video version and see the little bag.
The little bag. It's a cute little bag that fits a Kindle.
It is a cute little bag.
And it says Emotional Support Kindle. Mm. And then it has our logo, Clutch My Pearls, a podcast for Smut. Like and subscribe at Clutch My Pearls Pod.
Oh, my God. Who are you, Vanna White?
Yeah, I am. Okay, and then I'm going to get out... The little thing. The other thing dun, that I dun, made dun.
And I figured out that there was a lock on the screen last time because it was upside down.
Oh, my God. We did it.
I'm still learning how to use that stupid thing.
We're still learning how to do a podcast.
And I'm still doing the highlights in pink and blue.
I love this. I love this. But what about...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Whose point of view is this?
It's Beth, because it's all pink.
Okay. Mm. And then, so... Okay. Are we ready?
So, literally, this is...
All three of them.
Yes.
Cyrus, Jack,
and Beth. In the living room.
And Sebastian's got
at
baby
work.
Duty.
He's at work.
Oh, Sebastian's okay. At work.
Baby's
shot
asleep.
She dropped.
Baby... Yeah.
she's passed out her little plastic wear. And she's got chocolate on her face or something.
Her social battery is shot. She is done.
She's going to be out for a while. Okay. Enough time to get it in. Clock in. Cock in.
She's cocking.
Do they ever call each other? Does she call them daddy?
No.
Okay. Because that, when there's an actual baby, I don't know about that.
No, there's none of that.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Prepping
gotta get my eyes ready to look.
We need to get those gorilla glasses.
Or I need those ones that for when you're laying down and reading, but like the opposite.
Yeah, the little eyes and stick up.
Sick.
Okay.
Sai unzips me, and together they peel. away the white lace clinging to my skin. Until I'm lying sprawled out on Jack's sheets and just my underwear. Jack sits back on his hunches. Jack sits back on his haunches.
Haunches.
What's his haunches?
It's like you sit back on.
Wait.
On your feet.
Go back.
Oh, dang!
I can't even understand what you're saying.
That's so weird. I literally put it on the right page for you before I handed it over.
Teaser.
She's got haunches.
That comes in three pages. We got time for me to go, what the fuck is a haunch?
I think it's like your...
When you sit back on your haunches, it's like you, like, it's like you're squatting, I think. Look, when you got two phones.
When you sit on the back of your feet.
Yeah. But you're not using your heel to masturbate.
Like, yeah. Well, like, we don't know yet.
What book was it?
I think it was Indie.
No. What book was it where you were asking if it was toes in or toes out?
I think
when
that
you
was,
sit back on your haunches,
do you think it was one where it was like Mile High around?
I think it was something with a guy, and I was like, ugh,
I think it was Mile
like,
High.
Was it Love Like Farms?
Could have been any of them,
dude. I think it was Mile
Listeners,
High.
Listeners, please let us
let
know.
Let me know.
Mm. Okay,
I'm gonna listen.
Okay, this is chapter 24. Beth, he kisses me back. I thought she was saying like he kisses me back, but it's like he kisses me back immediately. His lips are hot and soft, and they taste like the sweet wine that he's been drinking. And now I'm in, like, My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
The flavor is intoxicating. I twist my fingers into his collar, pulling him closer, and he groans into my open mouth.
I feel like it's like Harry Potter.
Is this what you heard when you were eating it?
No.
Is this what you pictured?
No.
His tongue flickers around mine, slipping between my lips. What started as a gentle peck soon devolves. See, I can't read and do my accent.
I can't tell. Like, I hear your words. I don't know them.
Same.
I need subtitles for this show.
Soon devolves into a slow, fiery makeout session. Our bodies pressing together.
I feel like I'm watching some fairy tale. Like
Shelley Duvall.
Like no, fucking Mrs. Doubtfire reading by the fireplace for that show.
This is the most sexless.
Fucking quit.
When I pull back, I'm gasping like I've just been dragged out from underwater. My skin is hot and shivery. Blood is pounding almost painfully between my... What? Wait. Blood is pounding almost painfully between my legs.
Yeah, all the blood
that
is
going...
That makes
me think period. That makes me think about a period.
No, like...
I don't know.
For just boners. Like,
Do you know how the body works, Emily?
She's got a clot. I don't know.
When you're aroused, blood goes down there.
Yeah, but blood is pounding almost painfully. But yeah, I think because
veins.
I wasn't listening to anything else before because I was focused on my accent.
Yeah, really don't do the accent anymore.
I'm gripping. I'll do it only when there's quotes.
There you go.
Follow your heart.
I'm gripping in the front of Sai's shirt like it's a life ring keeping me afloat. I lean back slowly and turn to Jack. He's frozen, holding his wine glass halfway to his lips. His blue eyes are dark, his pupils blown. What is he on?
I thought you said pubes.
Blowing in the wind.
I think that's an interpretation of eyes darkening. When your pupils are blown, you're like aroused, and that's the true definition of eyes darkening.
Your pupils dilate, and it makes everything look dark.
That makes me think.
And you're...
Kicked in.
Oh, he's just sitting on the couch
with his glass of wine.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
I lean back slowly to Jack. Our gazes meet, and he licks his lip, setting down his glass and shifting uncomfortably. My eyes flick down to his crotch, widening at the very notable bulge in his pants. He really wasn't kidding. This gets him off.
She caught me.
You're looking right at her. It's like Medusa caught you.
Stone.
Turn around.
Without thinking, I crawl forward and press my lips to his, kissing him hard. He tenses against me, his arms automatically coming to draw me into his lap. We kiss deeply, passionately, our tongues swirling hotly against each other. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Where is Jack?
This groom
Jack in this?
Is so hot.
That's who she's kissing. She lives.
She's
left
kissing
Cyrus.
Jack
has the boner. She's climbing into his lap.
Cyrus
and
is taking
kissing
a quick
him.
Bite of
but
spaghetti.
She was kissing Cyrus, and now this.
Yes,
this is
that,
why my Barbies.
That kiss that you started from was the dare kiss. Jack daring her to kiss Cyrus.
Okay.
Sorry.
Behind me, I feel Cyrus's hand stroking my hips.
Just read the next sentence.
What? Oh.
Answer your fucking question.
What did I do wrong?
Everything.
Sliding up my arms, tracing the thin straps of my dress. My breasts feel full and swollen and achy. I wonder if she's pregnant.
I was going to say, that feels like you're breastfeeding the baby.
She hasn't done it in 4 years.
She's like...
Immaculate conception.
It's Britain.
It's Britain.
It's Britain.
She has like it's sympathy. Yeah. She has like sympathy lactation.
She's trying to get milk for Cammy.
She needs the nip. This is why she's an expert nanny.
Milk on demand.
And I sigh with relief as Cyrus tugs the neckline of my dress down, letting them spill out over the top.
Dump them out.
She's like, oh, thank God we dumped him out.
But British, dump him out. No, it's the same.
Dump him out. Wait.
Oi, dump him out.
Oh, it's fine. Oi. Oi, dump them tits out.
Hey, love. I don't know.
Hey, love, let's dump him out.
Oh, my God.
We're all so sorry. We are.
His thumbs pinch my scrunchy nipples.
I don't know what that is.
Say that in what?
His thumbs pinch my scrunching nipples, rolling them and tugging them away from my body.
Scrunchy? I thought you were saying scrotum. I don't know.
Scrunching her nipples, and it feels good.
Oh, it feels good. Okay.
I moan.
I feel like that means pinching, right?
Yeah, but scrunching and rolling, that's...
She's lactating.
Oh, right. It's like a cow when they have to... Milk it.
Oh my God.
Did you enjoy this book? Because you never will again.
Ruining it as usual.
I moan, my hips jerking against Jack's rock hard erection. Mm-hmm. Heat pools in my core, and I pull away gasping, clamping my thighs together under my lace dress. I'm so turned on, I can't even sit still. This is where we were earlier.
Oh, okay. Haunches, get ready.
Sigh unzips me, and together they peel away the white lace clinging to my skin until I'm lying sprawled on Jack's sheets in just my underwear. So they move to the bedroom. They're not still at the picnic site. Okay.
I cropped all that out because
it's unnecessary.
He just picks her up and takes her.
That's hot. Who picked her up?
Cyrus.
Oh, he's a dancer.
She mentions, which I'll talk about this later. I kind of left this part out because I want to tell you afterwards. Ooh. But he picks her up like very easily. And mm-hmm. She's like, why are you so good at this?
Okay,
and
dancer.
He's like, oh, he's used to throwing women around.
Mm-hmm. Like anyways, ballet, like where they bling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jack sits back on his haunches, staring at my pale pink bra and thong. Crossed. He mutters, running a hand through his hair. Jesus, Beth, you are. He reaches out to touch my thigh. You're perfect.
Ew, she looked at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On my other side, Cyrus slips a hand under my arse.
Arse?
Arse.
Is that one of the words?
You missed it.
Did you try to arse
me?
Arse.
Arse out.
Running in between my legs, I twitch against him. He groans, honey. You are soaked.
You missed it again.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Oh, wait. It's actually, honey, you are soaked. He purrs. You really need this, huh?
Did she get you?
No. Everyone's being too on top of it.
I've gotten it twice. I'm looking right down the eye, right down the barrel.
See, give it to me. You're trying to take it from me. I appreciate that.
Honey, no, you're lean soaked.
Fuck.
I nod and squirm on top of his fingers as he slowly teases my pants down. Jack reached forward, and his breath touches my cheek as he reaches behind me, deftly unclipping my bra.
Deftly. Pants are like panties. She's not wearing literal pants. Oh, yeah. These aren't comfy pants. These aren't leggings. I caught that because I read a lot of fanfic.
Hey! Yeah, because I was wondering that because it said he was staring at her pale pants. Pink bra and thong.
Yeah,
but her pants is her pants.
Yeah, British.
Okay, well. It's Britain.
It's Britain, yeah.
That goes first. And then his jeans, then his boxers. Until he's sitting in front of me, completely nude.
Oh, my God.
Look at her, Barbara.
No.
I stare. He's already hard. His thick length, swollen and rigid, and he's huge.
I was going to try to do, like, creepy eyes, but then I just went...
You're more seductive with your eyes.
What can I say? I'm very uncomfortable.
When I'm uncomfortable, I get seductive.
You were hiding that
under your jeans, I say incredulously. Jack looks down, smiling bashfully as he rips open the shiny condom wrapper.
Mm-hmm, condoms. They have learned, yes. Sort of.
Kind of. He's like, see, we did it. I'm not going to get pregnant. Can I ask, holding out my hand. His jaw stiffens. He nods, passing it over, and I reach for him, running my fingers lightly down his length. His lips part, and his eyes fall closed as I palm him, slowly feeling him jerk under my touch. Cyrus laughs, tugging his own pants down. You better stop teasing him, Bethy. The poor guy's been a monk for ages. He won't be able to handle it.
Oh, no.
Jack's face flushes. I smile and roll the condom on, and Cyrus pulls me back against his chest so I'm sitting between his legs. He's undressed, too. I can feel his balls crushing against my ass.
What the fuck? I was going to make a joke earlier about scrunching balls, nope. But here we are.
The balls are crushing. I grind backwards, experimentally, and he groans. Jack slides off the bed and stands between my legs, wrapping my thighs around my hips.
What?
Around
what?
His hips.
Oh. Okay, that makes Someone's got haunches? What?
His hard tip rubs gently between my folds, the rubbery condom sticking to my wet skin. Ready? Wait, ready? He asks.
My God.
I nod frantically. I can feel the little tickle.
I knew you were going to do that. Like a little baby.
I nod frantically. I can feel a little tickle of arousal deep inside me, like a feather brushing against my inner walls. I need him to get inside of me, to rub it and soothe it away. Ooh. I'm desperate for it.
Desperate. How do you like that one? That was some intense.
She did it and then you did it.
Because it looked really intense. I wanted to see how you felt. Some.
She got like an echo.
Okay, so wait. Cyrus is on the bed.
He's holding her like chest.
And he's her got back. Her like.
Yeah.
And Jack is.
Mm-hmm. So Cyrus is.
And Cyrus is like, fucking sick, bro.
Yeah, like now.
He's like, get it.
She's crushing my balls.
Yeah, so his dick is like pointing up like between her butt cheeks or something, kind of.
I don't know.
Sure. But it's not inside of her and it's not touching.
No. He's just Jack holding her. I think I left this out, but he's like rubbing her shoulders and like kissing her.
Crunching
her nips.
Crunching her nips. He tucked his dick into his haunches.
Scrunching her nips.
Yes, crunching.
What did I say? Crunching?
Same thing. Maybe.
Crunching on his balls.
The American version. Crunching nips wheezed.
I love it.
I relax as Jack eases into me slowly. I can feel my channel stretching to accommodate.
That's very British.
Bong. The English channel.
I'm picturing Sherlock Holmes, though.
He's big.
Big.
As he bottoms out. That makes me think of just hitting boop,
the boat car, the channel. Yeah.
The channel, yeah. And like filling me all the way up to his hilt. I lose my voice. I feel rammed full, stretched, and aching in the best possible way. Good, Cyrus asks, his grip on me tensing. Tight, Jack says, his face strained. God, you feel amazing, Beth. He strokes my thigh. You okay?
Did you get it?
No.
God damn, Barbara.
I'm too good.
We need that neck brace thing I was talking about, like the headgear, like you hold her in.
I can still shut my eyes.
No, get those clamps.
I see Emily's eyes in my nightmares. I don't eat.
Okay. I'm great. I practically purr. And both men laugh. Jack bends to kiss my knee, then rolls his hips slowly. His thick length moves slickly inside me, sending sparks flickering through my center. Center is spelled R-E, because it's British.
Authentic.
She does color with a U.
Oh! I buck, and he starts to pick up the pace, thrusting into me harder and harder. Cyrus's hands slide down from my shoulders to my tits. He starts palming them, rubbing them, and I can feel my core blooming and wetting around Jack.
Wetting.
In response. At first, it feels odd having two sets of hands on me, but I soon sink into this sensation, allowing it to carry me away, If I can surf in the cosmos. Jack lifts one of my legs, squeezing my foot gently. The new angle makes my eyes fly open as he slams deep inside me. My head falls back as Jack thuds deep inside me again. Boom.
Thud.
Boom. Sending bolts of lightning flying through my core. Cyrus tightens his hands on me, holding me down. I like that a lot. The feeling of his weight against me as his best friend fucks me. It feels wrong, but in a very, very hot way. I shiver as he tips my face gently to the side and starts kissing me hard. His hot tongue curls around mine as we move together, both getting rocked in time with Jack's deep plunging strokes. God, he's such a good kisser. He bites my bottom lip softly, and I gasp against his mouth. It feels like electricity is shooting all throughout my body, oversensitizing.
She's flustered.
That's a big word. My skin between Cyrus's kisses and Jack steadily pounding inside of me. I can't keep still. Jack makes a low growling noise in the back of his throat as I pull back. And as I pull back and cover my face, trying to catch my breath. Flipper, he asks. God, yeah, Cyrus says.
No.
It's too bad. It's what happens.
Okay, okay.
And as one, they both flip me over. As one, just
like
all together.
Like a pancake.
It's a team lift.
You get the feet, I'll get the hands.
Flipper, God, yeah. I like the way they're taking control, manipulating my body. Jack keeps jackhammering me. That's Jack Jack. That's okay. Where Jack Jack comes from.
That's why you knew.
Jack Jack hammer. His big hands spreading and squeezing my ass cheeks as he fucks me doggy style. Cyrus kneels on the mattress, lining his dick up to my mouth.
I didn't look. I saw you try.
Can you take it, honey? I look at the camera.
Oh, yeah, you got the audience.
She gave it to the audience.
Can you take it?
Can you take
Everybody's gonna get it. He asked quietly, stroking. Can you take it, honey?
Oh my God.
He asked quietly, stroking the strands of sweaty hair behind my ear. In answer, I lean forward, locking my lips around his fat tip. He groans, fisting a hand of my hair as I start bobbing my head. This is the first, like, that we've read.
We've never had doggy style either.
I don't think so.
At least not by name. Yeah.
Not in
Well, I mean, we had knotting. That was very, like, dog-like.
That was very doggy style.
Dog style.
Of course, was with a dog.
Yeah, I mean, I think it qualifies.
Dog. Yeah.
She wanted dog people. I don't know.
It's as close as we could get.
That's all I could do. So I roll my tongue over his smooth head to suck up every drop of his pre-cum. And he hisses, cupping a hand around the back of my neck and pulling me closer, pushing himself further down my throat. God, honey, your mouth is so hot, so warm, and wet.
She got you again. That's like nine times.
Yeah, hips, I'm taking it.
His hips jerk as I lick into his slit.
Ooh.
Oh.
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 Clutch.
She's clutching. She clutched your pearl.
Boys get their slit licked, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Shit. Can I come in you?
Got.
Mess up that pretty mouth. Fill you up inside.
No, thank you. No, thank you,
no,
Emily.
It's more.
Oh, there you go.
Growling.
You have your mouth full.
Kind of full here.
Oh, God.
I moan, writhing as Jack digs his fingers into my hips, slamming deep. She's also getting slammed.
You gotta get the rhythm. It's like when you have the saw on the
wall. Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
Are they singing songs to keep time?
Heave-ho, channel. My body is twisting between the two men, my thighs shaking, trying to hold me up. Cyrus's hand tightens around my throat. Can I? He repeats, his voice trembling as well. Can I? I nod eagerly. He must have been holding back because he immediately...
Okay. Oh my God.
He immediately tenses, going off like a bomb.
Oh no!
His thick load spills inside my throat, and I swallow like a good girl.
God save the queen.
God, at your service. Oh, do you think Mary Poppins did this?
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. A
spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
How else did the missus get the voting rights passed for women? He groans, his muscled thighs shuddering over me as his climax racks through his strong body. When he's finally spent, he sags against the bed. I lean forward, pressing my hot face into his sweaty, muscled chest as I feel the pressure between my legs reaching a peak. I can't, I gasp, pushing back into Jack. Heat climbs up my body, and I know I'm right on the edge of coming. I can't hold it back anymore. Not gonna be a problem, Jack grunts behind me. Come in me, I whisper so low I can barely hear
Is
the
it
words.
Come in me or come on me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Vanessa's angry.
Come on me. I whisper so low I can barely hear the words. The accent's back.
Wait, she's like, no, he said that.
On her, not in her.
And what?
She whispers, come on me.
She has Jack to come on her.
Even though he's got a condom on.
Yeah, I was like, he's got a condom on.
Yeah, rip it off and come on my back.
That's how they probably got the other one pregnant.
Fucking.
She's trying to trap him.
She's like, I need it on me, in me, all around me, down my throat.
Better put some hot sauce on it.
I don't want to be paying too. Hot sauce. Ooh, we're back.
We're back.
He puts it on her back.
Oh, my God. But somehow, both of the men hear me just fine. They both freeze. My cheeks heat.
Which cheeks?
Which cheeks?
You did that last time.
Which cheeks? Cyrus says, wiping my lips with his thumb. You want that sugar? Wait. You want that sugar? I squeeze my eyes shut. He tuts. What's a tut?
Like it's like a like bad girl.
Oh, like that. Like very like.
Look at me and say it. Jack rolls his hips behind me, mercilessly drilling into my most sensitive spot until my whole body spasms. Jesus, come on me! I gasp. Cyrus's thumb presses against my bottom lip, and I open my mouth, sucking it inside. His eye. Wait. So did he come out and put it in his mouth?
Thumb.
Not I thought you were talking baby. About... Like she's sucking his thumb like a baby. Like she's like.
Oh, is it his thumb?
You tell me. You know this book really?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Cyrus's thumb presses against my bottom lip. I open my mouth, sucking it inside.
Yeah, his thumb.
His eyes darken as I scrape my teeth lightly over the pad. God, you're pretty. He mutters. You hear the lady, Jack? Oh, I feel a quick kiss on my hip, then Jack's pulling out of me, slipping his fingers inside of my aching entrances and rubbing his thumb over my swollen bud. I am okay with that.
The bud?
You're okay with
that? Like a little rosebud.
A little rosebud. You like that?
I prefer that better than like my clit.
When you were talking about my so entrance. Country. When you were talking about Cyrus putting his thumb on her bottom lip, I thought you were still talking about Jack, and I thought he put his thumb on her bottom, and I was Ooh. Getting ready for things that were not
happening. Oh, yeah. So,
that's another bug.
I believe you.
What would that be called, like corking? Like putting your thumb in the butthole?
Oh, my God.
Coined
oh,
it right now.
Better with those nails.
Oh, my God.
His movements are fast and frantic, and I jerk myself back into him, trying to push him even deeper as the tingling in my belly builds and builds to an unbearable level. Fuck! Jack suddenly cries out. Sorry, I didn't want to get corrected.
He's crying?
Fuck! I feel it's exploding! I feel him explode, coming over my back in thick, molten hot stripes.
I'm not looking.
His cum drips down my waist, slipping onto the sheets. Frothy, creamy, and hot.
Could she say
not?
That?
Could you not?
Did she say frothy?
Frothy, creamy, and hot.
It is so hot in this room, and they keep describing hot heads
it's
and mouths.
It's frothy in
and
here. It's too much for me. I shout as that's you. It's too much for me. I shout as my climax hits me like a freight train. Jack's fingers flutter inside me, massaging me from the inside as Cyrus pinches my tits, licking and kissing the curve of my neck. I shake between them, my fingers curled tight into the bed sheets, strangled inhuman sounds falling out of my mouth as I screw down hard over Jack. I keep rubbing myself against him, letting the waves of blistering hot endorphins roll through my brain and send me flying.
Riding the cosmos.
Riding the cosmos, man. When the pleasure finally fades, I'm still shaking hard. Both men are kissing me, stroking me.
Crunching my nipples.
Scrunching.
Oh, excuse me. Scrunching. Sorry. They're putting scrunchies around my...
They crunch the balls and they scrunch the nips.
You're so right.
So do they end up doing a threesome with Sebastian?
That would be a foursome?
That would be a foursome?
It's correction Four. City today.
They hire a nanny for the baby so that they can take the nanny.
All the time.
So he ends up having like a breakdown.
Who?
Sebastian.
He gets a migraine.
I always am like, that's my guy.
That's and he's my like, guy. Fucking ride or die.
Shit.
So they're all fucking in the other room. He's got a baby.
They're out of town, and the Cyrus and Jack are out of town for like a gaming convention.
And she's like, hey, who else is going to give me my hot strips?
Well, no, she's actually, it's the weekend, so she's not working. And her and Sebastian don't really get along in the book. He kind of snaps at her about keeping the house clean.
Ooh.
Because he like trips over like Cammy's blocks or something.
I don't know. And look where you're fucking walking.
Yeah.
That's, maybe Cammy. Wrap it up better.
So they kind of don't get along. And she kind of is annoyed by him because he's like, even though he's Cammy's dad, like he's being really standoffish.
Right. He's not bonding with the baby as much.
He's holding it at arm's length so he can go like, I have it all together. And then, oh, he does not have it all together.
No.
No. He actually, they get into a fight. It's like the weekend and he's like, I have an emergency and I need you to take care of Cammy. And she's like, I'm going out. It's the weekend. I don't work on the weekend.
I'm off,
Yeah.
So she
she's like, I've been getting fucked all week long by your roommates.
I'm done.
I'm tired.
Yeah. So she goes out. This is kind of what I was holding back, is that she goes out with Benny. And he takes her to like a magic mic situation. And Cyrus is the star of the show.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Oh, of course he is.
But
he is
immediately like upset.
He's like embarrassed.
This is after they've had sex.
Yeah. Okay. And he's even kind of weird to her the next day, and I think it's because he's internalizing like, she doesn't know I'm a stripper and she's gonna judge me, she's not gonna want to be with me anymore, she's gonna want to just be with Jack and not be with me because I'm a...
He's a Leo if he's a fire sign, because it seems like a lot of confidence, but it's a lot of deep insecurity.
Yes. So he obviously like hooks up with girls all the time, but he never, no one ever picks him for a relationship.
Just like she was never picked at the foster. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. And he also was kind of abandoned by his family. Like his parents do not talk. He is actually like the guy on the billboard for the show. And that's how his parents find out, because he's literally like, what do they call the subway?
Chippendales?
No, what do they call the subway?
Subway.
The tube. Yeah.
I was going to say the train.
Yeah, they're like, the posters are all over. And so
he's like, mind the gap.
Oh my God.
Basically. Pretty much. So they kind of bond over that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, he immediately is like, oh fuck, she's going to not want to talk to him anymore. And then he starts to be concerned that she's going to take Cammy away from him because he's a stripper.
Spiraling.
Yes. Yeah. And she, of course, loves it. She thinks it's so fucking hot. And she goes backstage and she tells him, like, are you okay? Like, do you not want me to be here? And he tells her all of his concerns and stuff. And she was like, I would never take Cammy away from you. She was like, parents strip to support their kids all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I would never judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that makes him love Beth even more.
Oh my God. He's seen and accepted.
So that's when Sebastian has his breakdown, because he's had to take care of Kenny by himself. He has the migraine and he calls
his brain explodes.
And he's basically like, I need you to come right now. And he sounds fucked up. And he basically doesn't even hang up. He just drops the phone.
Oh no.
And she comes in and he's like laying on the floor holding Cammy. And he's just, like, shaking and, like, crying.
Oh, my God, I'm back in. What's wrong with me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You gotta break it down so you can build it back up.
Yes. And I think he was just afraid because he was in so much pain from his migraine that he was afraid that he was going to hurt Cammy. And so he was just kind of like frozen. And she comes in, takes care of Cammy, and then takes care of him, helps him get through his migraine. Obviously, they super bond in this moment. And mm-hmm. he divulges a lot of information about his mom, sending him to military mm-hmm. school. Obviously, he was a small child trying to take care, trying to defend his mom because... I think the stepdad, like, called her a whore or something.
Yeah.
And so he's lived his whole entire life thinking that he has anger issues and that he had to go to military school, which gave him a lot of control issues. And so I think he just really, like, internalizes a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And she basically tells him, like, you were a child.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Yeah, don't put that. That was your mom, you know? So he ends up having to take Cammy to see his mom because she wants to meet her new grandchild.
Were you going to send her to military school? She's basically 6 months old.
And Beth offers to go with him just because she knows like how nervous he is or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, his mom's a fucking bitch.
Of course.
And Beth rips into her.
Really?
Yeah. Huge. I hope literally.
Literally, she's like, you're a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
And the fact that you were able to send your kid to a military school, like almost like a behavioral correctional kind of thing.
Like one of those like fucked up ones.
You're not really allowed to send them there for multiple years.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be like a one and done kind of thing.
But you, yeah.
And even he like flashes back and one of the guys is like, why are you here? And he was like, don't send me home. Like, I don't want to go home. I'd rather be here. Yeah. So they end up fucking at his mom's house.
Hell yeah.
His childhood room.
And then they burn it down.
Yeah, basically. After they killed her.
Yeah.
No, they just left her inside. They tied her to the baby carriage.
Nuh-uh.
To the pram.
She can't take care of Cammy.
No, the mom. The mom.
Cammy's watching the mom tied up. Cammy's watching her burn to death.
Nice. Yeah. She's enjoying it. She's throwing her blocks on it.
It's Sebastian's kid. She's on the same page.
Yeah. She's like, I feel this towards Nana.
Oh, my when they fuck, he gets a phone call from his boss, and she's like, just take it. It's fine.
The first time they fucked.
Yes.
And then is there
and
any
she
talk?
Says, take it.
She says, take the phone call, and he answers it, and he's like, obviously, he's like, you have to be quiet. And, of course, she's not. And the guy's like, what? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He was like, I thought I heard my nanny coming.
Oh, okay.
I gotta go.
Did they have a talk like, oh, hey, I'm fucking the other two roommates.
He knows.
And they're just
he
like.
He can hear them in the other room.
He can hear them.
And everyone is just like, yeah, no, you can fuck Sebastian whenever the time comes.
That's, mm-hmm. that's their hobby. Like, that's what they do.
As soon as they get back to town, they all fuck together.
He's like, guys, I finally did it. We did it. Great news,
everyone. So like, finally.
We worked out our, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
So I love that.
Yeah.
And then they all live together.
There's a lot more.
Happily ever
after. Yeah, there's a lot more after that. Obviously.
What's this book called again?
That makes
Three Men
two.
And a Little Baby?
No, Nanny for the Neighbors.
Oh,
Nanny for the Neighbors.
I only had to tell you the book title twice.
I forgot it too. I got really overwhelmed with all the everything.
It's
the
dicks. It's just like it's three men and a baby fucking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That was fun.
What do the good people at Goodreads think about this?
So, Ritika?
Okay.
Said, 99% of this book is unsolicited advice on how to take care of a 6-month-old parasite.
Parasite?
She scratches that out and puts baby.
Cammy! It's Cammy! Okay.
That's a little Tamagotchi. Like,
yeah.
1% of the book is below average smut. Sorry.
She was... They fucked their mom's house after he killed her.
I don't think I learned anything about how to take care of a baby, but that's fine.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they might want to be held.
There was a lot.
Yeah, it's called Nanny for the Neighbors. Yeah. It's going to be baby stuff.
But it wasn't too much. It was fine.
Yeah, I mean, they all fuck each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a picnic.
Yeah.
Jay said, never been more relieved to finish a book.
Oh. Mm.
Carolyn said, if I could give this 0 stars, I would. I finished it just so I could say that this is the worst book I've ever read.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Out of spite. Mm. It's amazing what spite will let you do.
I kind of respect it.
Joey said, this book sucks. Dear God, no, none of these people should be in a relationship except for maybe Cyrus, and that's a hard maybe. Somebody should take this child away from them she's not being watched properly, and God knows the nanny isn't watching her.
I mean, I do have some concerns about where Cammy is while this is happening.
Don't you have, like, those little remote control walkie-talkie things? You can have
that. Baby monitor.
There you go. That's the word.
Literally, it's an apartment. She's, like, 2 feet away.
If he can hear them fucking through the walls, then you can hear the baby crying for sure.
Yeah. Does she eventually move in? Doesn't really get to
There's a happy ending.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, does she maintain her lease? Like, she's... Or it's probably nice to have a little time away. So I got into the logistics.
I know. I was thinking about that earlier. Like, we're both paying rent. And
They do go into that for you freaks who need to know all the business.
Room and board.
Expand.
And cock is part of my pay.
They move out of the apartment.
Do they get a house?
Yes.
She's so
Do they get a warehouse? You kept talking about warehouses earlier.
That's why she wants to get a warehouse.
A warehouse.
But you don't want anything in it?
I don't care what we put in it.
Okay, we don't care.
She wants, like, cool things in it, but then also our merch department.
Whatever, right. I don't care. I just want a warehouse.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. I support this dream.
So we can, like, play tag or whatever.
We can do walkie-talkies.
Ooh, what if there's, like, abandoned stuff in it?
Yeah.
Abandoned people.
Ooh.
Are they cute?
Oh, it's Sebastian.
She's already thinking about it.
Do they fuck?
Oh, I'm so lucky I ended up with Eric. He's so fucking well-grounded. I don't know how I did that.
yin and yang.
One more that was a little long. Her name was Sherry, which kind of hit.
Close, not Shirley.
Ooh, I like it.
This set off alarm bells, and I won't be reading this author again. When I first came across this, I thought this was a charming take on Three Men and a Baby.
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I wasn't charmed.
Okay, she's not charmed.
It's not charming. Nope. It's fucking.
To be honest, I was appalled at the rather cavalier attitude of these three men. I mean, if it's your preferred lifestyle to share a woman sexually with your friends, that is a life choice. However, if she's a casual partner, then you should have vetted her. Is she healthy? Is she on birth control?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
At the very least, they should have all been using condoms.
He takes it off so he can come on her.
He came on her back. It was frothy.
It was hot strips.
The fact that none of them knew that their partner was a drug addict is appalling.
Wait, what?
Say what?
The mom. Cammy's mom was a drug addict.
Oh.
She had to go to rehab, and that's kind of why she couldn't take care of the baby.
That sounds like a really smart choice for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't take care of a baby, the best thing you can do is not take care of that baby.
And she didn't put it in the system or anything. She put it with three adult men.
And they were fucking stoked.
Yeah.
So I think Sherry bamboozled me because obviously she didn't read the fucking book.
Sherry.
I usually don't include those, but.
But you got bamboozled. And I got to talk about it.
Well, and she had the same three men.
She did. So I gave it to her, Sherry. Yeah. But read the fucking book.
Read the book.
They wear condoms.
They do. They take them off, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do all kinds of things with them.
Yeah.
Does she ever get pregnant?
I feel like something happens and she can't.
I was going to say sequel. But maybe.
I don't know.
Did we just ruin the fucking book?
Yeah.
She adopts Cammy.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she can't have kids, and I can't remember what it is.
She's got Cammy.
She got baby Cammy.
And the men are, you know, grown, but...
Yeah, but they're all like, when you mix all three of them together, you get one man.
Yeah.
You know?
One adult.
The perfect.
I love the perfect man.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good book, Vanessa.
Thank you.
I see why you were cheesing and kicking your little feet and so excited about it.
I was really just excited about my note cards. I mean, I really like this book. I thought it was good. But...
Do you feel like your little note cards helped?
Yeah, I actually had... I think because... We've been talking about this, but I think because I wrote it all down, it literally is, like, burned into my brain. Mm-hmm. And so I looked down and I was like, oh, shit, I already did this whole note card from memory. And so I just skipped it.
Amazing.
But that's our ADHD hacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice to just have, like, the words. Yeah. Not necessarily, like... No, I mean, like, not, like, written sentences, but, like, little things to remind me.
Touch
points.
You.
Yeah. Loose diaper. Uncomfy.
Loose die. Hot strips. Yeah. Frothy cum.
Scrunchy
nipples. Lick the slit.
There were more.
It's back.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we should do the words.
Let's
play the words.
Okay, pram was not one of them.
No. Baby grow. One word.
Baby grow. I don't know what that is.
Do you mean grew?
Grow. BABGROW. All one word.
Baby grow.
What
baby
is this
grow.
Like? I'm picturing like very nutritious plant soil. It's baby grow. It'll make your baby grow.
Yeah. It's not a brand name. It's a thing.
What is it?
It's a onesie. That's what they call onesies.
Oh, is it baby grow?
Dummy. DUMMY.
Me?
Yeah.
The baby? Sebastian?
It's a thing.
What is it?
Like a dummy, like a mannequin, but it's a dummy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pacifier. Like
a crash. A pacifier. A passy. Mm. A binky.
A binky. Oh, I like binky.
A dummy. Okay.
Biro? Biro? B-I-R-O?
Biro?
Biro?
I don't know.
Mm-mm. I got nothing.
It's a pen.
It's a pen?
Like a ballpoint pen.
What the fuck?
What the hell is happening over there?
There were a lot fucking more, but...
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Culture is so fascinating. Sorry to everyone for the accents.
I'm not. I think I covered every possible British accent that there is.
You know what? It actually made me realize I've heard before that British accent and Southern American accents are very similar. And for the first time, I was like, oh, shit, I think I can hear what they're saying.
Yeah. Emily really bridges the gap between all.
And then you go, oh, I see.
Look, mind the gap, y'all.
Ooh, mind the gap. Dump them out.
Dump them out. I like that we had to dump them out in this, too. Yeah,
he really dumped them out.
Yeah.
She
was like, thank God.
Because they are scrunchy.
Yeah.
Scrunch them.
While I crunch your balls.
Ugh.
With my butt cheeks.
Oh, God.
I like how you got confused on the cheeks again.
One second, I was like, which cheeks?
Hang on.
Wait, when did we get to the butt?
What did I mean?
Well, that was fun. I appreciate your presentation today.
Thank you so much.
It gave me an actual pearl clutch. And
it
I was
did.
Like, ooh.
It did.
Yeah. If you liked our book today, you should like and subscribe and tell your friends about our podcast. Tell anybody you're talking to on Tinder about our podcast. Mm. Tell your neighbor who you think is super hot about our podcast.
Yes.
Ask them if they had a baby recently and that
do
you can help.
Do they want one?
Do they want one?
Do they need help?
Yeah. Do they want to fuck their roommates with you? I don't know.
Do you want to go to Magic Mike?
Oh, yeah. I did. You know, I did go to a
Thunder Down Under?
I went to Chippendales.
Oh.
What?
For my friend's bachelor party in Vegas. Yeah. And
without us.
There was kind of something where I was obviously like, oh, all of these men are gay. But they're also darling. And there was a lot, like, I was screaming, not in the like, yes, but in a like, oh my God, oh my God. But it was hard because they are doing like a lot of like choreography that it's not sexy to see them being like, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
And it's like, oh my God. This just reaffirms my instinct of that's not for me.
We're going to make you get a one.
I did leave out that Cammy goes to the show a lot.
Yes, she does.
After she finds out Cyrus.
Wait, Cammy is a child. I'm sorry,
Beth. Fuck. I'm sorry, Beth.
What the fuck?
Edit that out.
No, that's gonna be our clue. I was like, okay, now I'm worried about Cammy.
I get what Sherry's like. I have concerns.
Beth goes to the show a lot,
but she brings Cammy.
But Cammy's in the.
She's on the job.
She's in the pram.
She's in her baby.
She's got a bureau.
Yeah,
she's just on the front while he's chucking her around.
No, kiss for you. No.
I love it.
All right, like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet.
Send an email.
Send an email to clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. Tell everybody you know, please. What's up?
Don't tell your mom.
Yeah, you can watch us on YouTube. You can everything. You know, I don't know. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.